I can't say, again, too much about Nionu's wonderful gifts. When I was in the workshop that she was leading, again, this was at a French General Conference gathering 4 years ago, I think, she would not only, she'd make different parts for us, and then she'd say, oh, no, I want to make another part here, and she'd just create a different harmony, and she'd remember it the next day. How can she do that? She has amazing gifts, and I don't mean just musical gifts. I mean she has insight into soul.
There's no question about that, and I have never met anyone with that ability. The way that she is both working on a musical level, and it's also, I mean, there's the music, and she has an understanding of how the music works and technically what part is actually missing or whatever. But she also is incredibly creative. So she'll go to the place you're not expecting. She also has often, like when she's written a song, she'll have a sense of who the song is for. Like, oh, I hear so-and-so singing the lead on that. And so she writes music not just for herself to sing the lead, but she'll think, oh, you know what? Oh, I think this could be for Sonia, or I think Faluke should do the lead on this, or Jonathan, or whatever. And sometimes it's not always apparent to me what that choice is about until we're like really in it and the person has learned the song. And then I'm like, oh, that's so for them. You know, that's their voice. So she really is working on multiple levels and also really pushing us to step up, right?
That's what
I was
going to say.
And to take some risks.
She challenges us. I might think, well, I can't sing that high, or I'm not going to be able to hold that rhythm. But she'll really encourage us to think about it. And if we really felt we couldn't, we wouldn't have to. This is no big force. But I'm connecting that right now with, I think the songs that we perform, the music we perform, also was meant to challenge the audience as well, both in lyrics and also in the way sometimes the arrangements are put together. It's not what you're used to listening to. And I think we all need to be challenged. And if we're going to create the kind of change we need in the world, we're going to have to step out of whatever comfort zone we're in. So that's even similar to when we get up on the stage and discover the set list has changed. You know, that's a challenge to us, and we have to be flexible. And I'm just connecting that with our nonviolent activism work, too. You don't know in a moment what's going to be needed next. And we have to be flexible about the next step we're going to take to get where we want to go.
I was wondering, in your case, particularly Jonathan, since you've written a number of songs and songs that Tribe One performs, so it's your song, you bring it to the group, how egoless can you be about doing that? I have a hard time imagining being egoless about it and just turning it over to the group and say, here, meld it. But
oh, that's easy for me because I'm not a trained musician.
He is not a diva.
So, you know, I am happy to have people work on it with me. I look forward to it.
It was interesting when we did Weave Your Web, Jonathan brought that song to us. Nionu wasn't able to join us for a couple of rehearsals, so we actually really created that arrangement. Jonathan brought the lyrics and sort of the basic melody, and then the rest of us without Nionu actually created the arrangement for it, which was a really cool experience, but it really meant we had to step up in a way that sometimes we count on Nionu doing that.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about Nionu is that she will be very quick to point out anything that you're doing musically, probably you're doing somewhere else in your life. And so whether you're, you know, singing sharp or flat or not singing as strongly as you could or forgetting your part or whatever, that it's like, how are you showing up in the music? Is there some other part of your life that's what's happening?
Yes,
and
that's good.
I really appreciate that. It's like there's an accountability or like keeping us honest that keeps it very alive.